ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो इन् दिस् उपनिषत् we understand in all these mantras the whole can be reduced to two factors, drik and drishyam, the seer and the seen, implying the knower and the known. There is no third thing here. That is why the unknown also is a thing, but the known only. Anything which is unknown is the known, because until something becomes the known, it is unknown. Once it becomes the known, it is the known. The unknown also is knowable because it can become the known. Therefore, the known and the unknown can be meant by one expression, the knowable. Unknown is also the knowable. The known is also the knowable, that which can be known. Anything which can be known, which can become the known, is knowable. So the known is unknowable. Unknown is also, known is knowable, unknown also is knowable only. And the one thing which does not, only one thing, which cannot come under the category of the knowable, the known, unknown, knowable, is the unknowable. The unknowable is the knower. The unknowable, that which can never be known as an object, that which can never come under the category of the known, the object list, is the subject. The subject can never become the object. Subject of knowledge can never become the object of knowledge. Object of knowledge can never become the subject of knowledge. That's the unknowable is the knower, the knowable is the known. So we can reduce everything into the knowable and the unknowable. When we say unknowable, we mean the subject of knowledge. So that which is other than, distinct from the knowable, known and the unknown, is the unknowable knower. And we really, the unknowable knower is nothing but I. I am the unknowable knower. Because the entire, I am self-evident. To know my own existence, I do not require any evidence. To know I am, whether I am or not, to know my own existence, I do not require any evidence. I do not require any pramanam, means of knowledge. That is why it is said, Atma is self-evident. Atma is self-evident. How do you know? Every one of us know. We all know that when you say, I am, to have the knowledge of existence of one's own self, no evidence is required. To know my existence, I do not require an evidence. That is why I am self-evident. And who am I, the self-evident? I am the knower. I am the unknowable knower. So I, the unknowable knower, am Atma Brahma. I, the unknowable knower, am the Atma Brahma. So this one reality, the only truth of the whole, Brahman alone, obtained as the innermost essence, available for recognition formlessly, attributelessly, inexplicably, but only arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, is Brahman, the Atma. Therefore, I cannot be placed anywhere other than the Atma Brahma. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Atma Asmi. This is how this Anyadeva Tad Atho Vidhi Anyadeva Tad Viditad Atho Anyadeva Tad Aviditad Adhi. This sentence of the third mantra enables one to arrive at Brahman as one's own sarupam. Why do we say the subject of knowledge can never become the object of knowledge? Because the knowable, in terms of the unknown and the known, which comes under the category of the known, is always dependent on the knower. To become the known universe is always dependent on the knower to become the known. The knower is not dependent on the known for its existence. The question of existence here. The knower is not dependent on the known for its existence, whereas the known is dependent on the knower for its existence. Without becoming the known will not have the status of being the existent. As long as the known remains the unknown, it is as though non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. Whereas the knower can be without the qualification of the knower also. Without being the knower can be as pure consciousness Atma. Even though the knower Atma is dependent on the world to for its manifestation, world in terms of the form of mind, for its manifestation, for its recognition. Therefore, it's exactly like the light. The light only can illumine the world of opaque things. Because the illumining light can never become the illumined. Because opaque things, the world of opaque things are already dependent on the illumining light for it to become the illumined. How can the illumined world of opaque things illumine the illuminator light? Never. The illumined world of opaque things will always remain as the illumined world of opaque things. It can never become the illuminator of the illuminator. the illuminator alone can illumine the world. That's why it has the status of being the illuminator. The same way here, the world, the known world of inert material objects is dependent on the knower to become the known, thereby to have the status of being the existent. That is why the known world is never separate from the knower, never separable from the knower. The known world, the inert material world, is non-separate, inseparable from the knower, the Atma, the consciousness, which enjoys the status of being the knower. Even the knower qualification is mithya. The known world is mithya. Why it is mithya? Because the known does not have independent existence at all of its own. There's no way of the vast universe having existence of its own. It's always dependent on the knower consciousness. It's inseparable from, non-separate from the Atma, the consciousness. There's no physical distance, a time distance between the Atma Chaitanyam and the Prakritikam Jagat. Just as there's no physical or time distance between the light and the world of opaque things, anything which shines in the presence of the light, so also there's no time distance or spatial distance between the Prakritikam Jagat, inert material world, which shines and enjoys its existence in the presence of Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, the self. That is why one's own self is not just a self of oneself alone. It is self of everything. Sarvabhuta, Sarvabhuta, Antaratma. It is a self, the truth of everything that is here. Everything that is here. The only truth, the only self of everything is Brahma. But that Brahma, Brahman, has to be arrived at as one's own self. Once you arrive at it through the statement, Anya Deva Tadi Vidita Datho Avidita Dadhi, there's nothing which can a student say other than Tad Brahma Ahamasmi. I, the self, am Brahman, Atma. There's no separateness, separability. A distinct but not distant. Atma, the consciousness, is distinct but not distant. Because of the distancelessness, spatial distancelessness and time distancelessness, the whole Jagat is appearance, the manifestation of knowledge, the Sarupam of the Atma. That is why the manifest Jagat is Jnanam. And when the world is unmanifest, it is Ajnanam. What is Ajnanam? When there is no manifestation of knowledge, we say the power of knowing power remains unmanifest. The knowing power remains unmanifest when there's no expansion. There's no physical expansion. The knowing power remains unmanifest. That is called Ajnanam, Avidya. The knowing power manifest is Jnanam. when there is ajnanam, the entire world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is avidya. That is why avidya is said to be the karanam, cause, vyakrita bijam. See, avidya is said to be avyakritam. The total ignorance is said to be avyakritam, avyaktam. Why? Because when there's total ignorance, the yagat is not vyaktam. There's no knowledge is not, when there's no power of reality is not manifest, it is a purna vidya, total ignorance, the universe is unmanifested. Because it remains covered in and darkness of ignorance. Therefore, nothing is differentiated, this avyakrita prapanchaha. So, avidya, the total ignorance, is equal to avyakta avyakrita prapanchaha. Therefore, avidya is the karanam. And what about this jagat? When this manifestation of knowledge, when the power of reality is manifest, the objective universe shines. Therefore, the whole universe, the vyakrita, vyakta, vyakrita prapanchaha is manifestation of the power of reality, which is knowledge. The manifest power of reality is knowledge. Unmanifested power of reality is ignorance. So ignorance and knowledge are not, ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. So avyakritam is what? The unmanifested universe, unmanifested, undifferentiated universe is nothing but avidya, ajnanam. It was a karanam, karanam prapancha. And the vyakta vyakrita prapancha is what? This knowledge. The whole universe is knowledge. The manifested universe is knowledge. Unmanifested universe is ignorance. The inseparable power of the reality. In manifested condition, it is inseparable from its source. Unmanifested condition also, it is inseparable from its source. Therefore, whether avyakta prapanchaha in terms of maya, avidya, or vyakta prapanchaha, vyakrita prapanchaha, it's never separable. Therefore, the prapancha is not countable as independent entity, separate thing. That's why the whole cosmos is nothing but manifestation of knowledge, Brahma. The whole universe is Brahma. The student has to say, I, the knower am, the consciousness, Atma, the whole. This must be the final understanding. Okay. That's why you must say, jnana, ajnana yoho vilakshanam. Jnana, ajnana yoho and anyatu. That is also implied here. The fourth mantra introduced by Adishankara Bhagavatpada here. Bhagavatpada introduces the next mantra. Anyadevatad viditad atho aviditadadhi ityanena vakyena atma brahma iti pratipaditam bhavati. So through this sentence, anyadevatad viditat atho aviditat adhi ityanena vakyena, by this sentence, ityanena vakyena, by this sentence, specifically by this sentence, the Atma Brahman is that which is other than, distinct from the known and the unknown. When this is this sentence reveals this. Itanena vakyena, by this sentence, what is understood, what becomes understood, kim pratipayatam bhavati, what becomes revealed, what becomes understood by this sentence, atma brahma iti. So the reality obtaining as the knower in every individual is implied by the term atma, that knower consciousness, the witness consciousness, is the absolute reality, Brahma, Atma, Brahma. The knower, witness consciousness obtained in everyone as the nearest self, as innermost essence, implied by the term Atma, is actually the only truth of the whole Brahma. Atma, Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi is said to be here, Atma Brahma iti pratipaditam bhavati. So by this sentence, this fact becomes revealed. So pratipadite, when the fact becomes revealed. Sati Saptami, isn't it? When this fact becomes revealed by this sentence, Shrotuhu Ashanka Jata. The doubt comes. The doubt have. Ashanka Jata. There arose the doubt on the part of the listener, on the part of the student. The Shrota is supposed to be student. Shrotuhu Ashanka Jata. No, Shrotuhu, positive case form of Shrota, Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Shrotuhu Ashanka Kada Jata. Until he understood Aham Brahma Asmi, until this fact becomes, that became clear. What is that? Oh, this sentence, an analysis, helps me arrive at my own self as Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. So Atma Brahma, this fact becomes revealed by the sentence. It is then suddenly, Shrotuhu Ashanka Jata. Before understanding, no doubt. No understanding was there. Now this understanding is there, therefore the doubt comes. Patipadite Ashanka Jata. What is the doubt? Because very difficult to understand mind-boggling fact. What is that? I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Katam no Atma Brahma. Oh my God. Katam no Atma Brahma. How is it possible for the self to be Brahman? What is Brahman? The only truth of the whole universe. Always the truth has been worshipped as Ishvara. Bowed to as Ishvara. Revered as Bhagavan. And always one has seen oneself as the devotee. Devotee, the worshipper, the one who bows to Bhagavan, one who prays to Bhagavan, one who is always seeking the mercy of Bhagavan. Always there has been dvaitam, duality. I am a devotee. The Bhagavan, the Almighty Bhagavan, is different from me. I've been a worshipper of Bhagavan. I pray to Bhagavan. I know very little. Bhagavan knows everything. Bhagavan is Sarvajnaha. I'm Alpajnaha. Bhagavan is Sarvashaktiman. I'm Alpashaktiman. So always, this has been in orientation. This has been in practice. Therefore, as soon as the teaching is given, Shrotuhu Ashanka Jata, there arose the doubt on the part of the student, not this same student. Maybe some other student also must have heard. The doubt arose only when the understanding when the fact was revealed, Patipaditam, the fact of Atma being Brahman was revealed by this sentence, through this sentence. We ask, Katam na Atma Brahma? How can the self be Brahman? How is it possible? How is it that Atma is Brahman? Atma, he is explaining. See, this Shrota, this particular listener, the particular student, describes the Jiva. Who is the Jiva here? Okay, he says, Atma hi nama adhikritaha karmani upasane. Atma hi nama adhikritaha karmani upasane cha samsari. He says, every individual Jiva, he uses the term Atma. Self, every individual Jiva means adhikrita, one who is qualified, eligible to be involved in the performance of ritual and the practice of meditation. Karmani upasane cha adhikritaha. Kaha atma hi, for him atma is not Brahma. For him atma hi indeed. Atma means the Jiva is indeed the one who is eligible, qualified to be involved in the performance of ritual and the practice of meditation. Which means he is still a worshipper of Bhagavan. Samsari, and of course, who looks upon the Jiva is the one who looks upon oneself as the samsari. Why samsari means what? The one who considers one's own self to be bound by time and space. The one who considers oneself to be subject to the life of births and deaths. One who considers oneself to be the born Jiva, one who considers to be a mortal who would be dying soon. Hacha individually samsari. So he says the Jivatma is a samsari, one who is subject to this births and deaths, all the limitations, being bound by this life of transmigration, bound by karma. Therefore, it's all description of Jiva. Atma hinama karmani upasane cha adhikritaha. Sentence number 2. Samsari. Therefore what? Karma upasanam va sadhanam anushthaya. Karma upasanam va sadhanam anushthaya. Brahmadi devan swargam va praptam ichyati. This Jivatma is a simple individual. Karma upasanam va sadhanam anushtaya. Anushtaya, following, the practicing, anushtaya, having followed the means of attainment in the form of performance of ritual or in the form of practicing meditation. Karma upasanam va sadhanam anushtaya. Practicing the meditation, performing the ritual, he is a simple person who desires to attain Surgaloka, who wants to attain the position of exalted beings, the devas, such as Brahma, etc. Brahmadi devan swargam va praptam ichyati. This person is interested in performing rituals, practicing meditation, because he wants to attain the position of the celestial beings such as Brahma, etc. He wants to go to higher lokas like heaven, etc. This is Jiva. Therefore, who is he? This Jiva is a upasakaha. He is a karta. He is a performer of rituals, therefore he is a karta. He is a worshipper of devatas. Therefore he is upasakaha. Karta upasakaha is jivaha. Tasmat, therefore, anyaha upasyaha. Therefore, the devata who is worshipped, the devata who is invoked by him, whose gaze is invoked by this jiva, who is meditated upon, is upasyaha. He is upasakaha, jivaha is upasakaha, Ishvaraha Bhagwan is upasyaha. It is tasmat anyaha upasyaha. Vishnuhu Ishvaraha, Vishnurishvara Indraha, Pranova Brahma Bhavitum Arhati. Therefore, Ishvara, the Lord, can say Vishnu, or Ishvara, or Indra, Upasya Devata, or Prana, or Brahma, all Brahma, Bhavitum Arhati. Only Upasya Devata, the Lord Bhagavan, who is worshipped, who is meditated upon as Vishnu, as Ishvara, as Indra, or Prana, or even any of these devatas, or Bhagavan who is worshipped in form of any of these devatas alone deserves the position of being Brahma. Upasya Devata alone, Brahma Bhavitum Arhati. Upasya Devata in terms of Vishnu, Ishvara, Indra, Brahma, Pranaha, etc. alone, deserves the position of becoming Brahma. So Upasya Devata alone can be Brahma. So Upasakaha is different from Upasya Devata. Upasya Devata is the exalted being, is Brahma. The exalted Upasya Devata meditated upon, worshipped in him of Vishnu, etc. alone can be Brahma. Natu Atma, the Upasakaha Jivaha cannot be Brahma. Upasakaha Jivaha cannot be Brahma. Upasya Devata alone can be Brahma. This is his doubt. Loka Pratyaya Virodhat. Why he says, this is Loka Pratyayaha. Loka Pratyayaha means, Loka Pratyayaha, please make a note, the word Pratyayaha has many meanings. Pratyayaha in grammar means affix. Pratyayaha also means cognition. But here, the word Pratyayaha means, it's the universal belief. Common, general, universal view is Loka Pratyaya, universal view, common view, a general view of the entire humanity, the whole world. Even though people worship different deities, different gods, doesn't matter. But all of them, every individual, samsari jiva, considers oneself to be the worshipper of the Lord. And the Lord is worshipped. So upasaka, upasya, bhedaha is very much there. The worshipper worshipped difference is very much there. Upasya Devata is exalted, whose help is always sought after, whose grace is prayed for, is superior. Therefore, the Upasya Devata, in terms of Vishnu, Brahma, etc., can be Brahma, natu Atma, not at all the Upasaka Jiva. Meditated Jiva cannot be Brahma. This is how there is loka pratyayaha. There's a common universal view of the humanity. Therefore, this, what is revealed by this sentence, anya deva tad vidita datho avidita dadhi, that Atma is Brahma, the fact arrived at, revealed by the sentence that Atma is Brahman, is what contradicts the common, universal, general view of the world. Loka pratyaya virodha is a contradicts. The words, the virodha, because it is contradictory, it's difficult to accept this. Yatha. Now he also takes support of other people. I tell you, all people of other schools of thought, all of them are this view. Yatha anye tarkikaha. Tarkikaha. The logicians, just as other logicians, others, the logicians, etc., Ishwarat anyaha atma iti achakshate. See, doubt is possible only when you understand something. And there are others also who hold on to a different view of your understanding. Only then doubt is possible. So, ta anye tarkikaha Ishwarat anyaha atma iti achakshate. All other logicians, all other people, just as other people logicians, they hold on to the view. They say that Atma Ishwarat Anyaha. Jiva is different from Ishwara. See, when even though he used the word Atma, what he means by the word Atma is an individual self. He does not take to mean the word Atma as all-pervasive reality, consciousness. All-pervasive reality is implied by the term word Atma. He does not take it. Only for him, Atma means the individual Jiva. The way he says, Ishrat anyaha Atma iti anye tarkikaha achakshate. So just as logicians say the individual Jiva is different from Ishvara, tatha similarly, karminaha, not only in tarkikaha, even karmis are, so karminaha means the purmimamsakaha, karminaha, amum yaja iti, anya eva devata upasate amum yaja. The karminaha means karmakandinaha, the purvamsakaha, who always recommend the performance of rituals, worship of devatas, they say amum yaja, may you worship this devata, amum yaja, may you worship that devata. Iti devata anyaha eva devataha upasate. They also worship devatas other than themselves. So purvimamsakaha, karmakandinaha, karminaha, who always recommend worship of different devatas, as worship this devata, amum yaja, saying thus, they recommend the worship of devatas. And therefore, definitely, devata anyaha eva devataha, they worship devatas other than oneself, other than the jiva, different from jiva, distinct from jiva. Tasmat yuktam. Yad viditam upasyam tad brahma bhavet. Why the doubt comes? Please make a note. The word viditam is a participle, which means known. And here the dhatu, this word, participle meaning known by the word viditam, is derived from the root vid. And you know very well the actual verb is veti, knows. Viditam is means known, the participle. And the word veti, in some contexts, not only does it denote the act of knowing, the process of knowing, it also denotes the act of meditation. Manasam karma also. So the word, according to the Upasakas, the word viditam also means meditated upon. Viditam means known. Viditam also means meditated upon. Therefore, how they take the meaning of the sentence, tasmad yuktam. Therefore, it is appropriate to say that yad viditam. Viditam means what? Upasyam tad brahma. So that which is upasyam, that which is known, is, so that which is viditam is that which is meditated upon. So that which is meditated upon, tad brahma. Yad viditam means what? Yad upasyam tad brahma. That which is meditated upon is Brahma, which means that which is worshipped is Brahma. So Ishvara is Brahma. Upasya Devata is Brahma. Whereas Jivaha is only Upasakaha. Upasakaha Jivaha is different from the Upasya Devata Brahma. Tad Brahma Bhavet. Tataha Anyaha Upasakaha. Therefore, Upasakaha, the Jiva, the Atma is Upasakaha, and Upasakaha meditator is different from other than, okay? Upasaka is different from the Upasya Devata. Upasya Ishwaraha. So Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha is there. Jivaha is different. Ishvara is different. Ishvara is Upasya Devata. Upasya. And Jiva is Upasakaha. This is what is Yad Viditam. Means, Viditam means Upasyam. So Yad Viditam, Yad Upasyam, tad Brahma. So that which is meditated upon alone is Brahma. So Ishvara is Brahma, not the Jiva. Tam etam ashankam sishya lingena upalakshya tadvakyadva aha. Now, this is a beautiful introduction given by Bhagavatpada. He says, the teacher, see, the student was brilliant, and the teacher who gave an excellent answer, brilliant answer, how brilliant he must have been. Therefore, it said, etam ashankam upalakshya. Tam etam ashankam upalakshya. This student also, the teacher also, assuming upalakshya, assuming, expecting, already making note of, upalakshya means, or making note of such a doubt of the student, how Sishya Lingena was simply merely looking at the face of the Sishya. No, as soon as the student heard and the meaning implied Atma Brahma, one's own self is Brahma. What? Am I Brahma? You know, the students must have made some facial expressions with their unacceptability, is it? Their unacceptability must have been expressed in their behavior, in their expression, the facial expression. Simply looking at the faces, looking at the physical, you know, body language of the students itself, the teacher assumed such a doubt on the part of these students. Tam yetam ashankam sishya lingena upalakshya. Simply assuming, made out, having made note of such a doubt on the part of the student from his very body language itself. Tastad vakyadva. Otherwise, maybe expect even such a doubt of the student by expressed by him. Tad vakyadva, or by his expression, by his having heard that doubt being pronounced by the student. Tad vakyadva, aha. This teacher gave a reply. Ma evam sankishtaha. May you all not be with such a doubt. May you not be the doubted. Ma evam sankishtaha. May you all not entertain such a doubt, if at all the doubt is there. May not have such a doubt. Is it clear? This is only introductory bhashyam. Very simple, isn't it? Yad, beautiful mantra comes, yad dvachana bhyuditam yena vaga bhyudyate. Yadvachanabhyuditam, yenavagabhyudyate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, nedam yadidam upasate, yadvachanabhyuditam, yenavagabhyudyate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, nedam yadidam upasate. So, yad vacha anabhyuditam. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. Yena vak abhyudyate. Tadeva brahma tvam vidhi. Na idam yad idam upasate. What is the literal meaning of this verse? Yad vacha anabhyuditam. See, vak shabdha. Okay. Vak shabdha. Chakaranta shabdha. The third case, what? Vacha. Vacha abhyuditam. See, uditam means uktam. Abhyuditam also means uktam, uttered, spoken. So, yad vacha anabhyuditam. But abhyuditam, uttered, spoken. When a negative word, anabhyuditam. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. That which is not spoken, uttered by speech. Vacha anabhyuditam. So, okay, vak is indriyam. That which is not uttered by speech. That which is not spoken about by the organ of speech. What does it mean? That which is not described, revealed by the organ of speech. That which cannot be described by a word. Yad vacha anabhyuditam yena vagabhyudyate. But the organ of speech itself, vagis are yena, but that by which, yena, that by which, vag abhyudyate, that by which vak means speech is uttered, a word is uttered. Abhyudyate is a passive person, passive verb. Abhivadati, abhyudyate. Yena vag abhyudyate, that by which a word is spoken, a word is uttered, a word is expressed. Tadeva Brahma, may you know that to be Brahma. Tvam Vidhi, may you know, may you understand that to be Brahman by which the word is uttered. That which is not uttered by speech, word, that which is not uttered by speech, that by which the speech is uttered, the word is expressed or uttered, spoken. No, that alone, tad eva, eva is there, no? May you know that alone to be Brahma. May you understand that alone to be Brahma. Na idam. Not this. Not this means what? This is not Brahma. Not this means not yade idam upasate. Yade idam upasate. Not this which is worshipped. Not this, not anything which is being worshipped is Brahma. Brahman is not this anything which is worshipped. Brahman is not this anything which is being meditated upon. So what does it mean? Brahman is not anything, but everything is Brahma. Understand? Brahman is distinct, but not distant. Means Brahman is not anything that is, which is that which is being meditated upon, that which is being worshipped. So may you understand that alone to be Brahma. First he brings this. Yad vacha anabhiritam chaitanya matra sattakam. Chaitanya matra sattakam. See, that reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of pure consciousness. That which obtains in the form of pure consciousness. Then it said, Yat Chaitanya Matra Sattakam. Sattakam means what? That which has consciousness, Brahman, as consciousness as the content. What does it mean? Consciousness as the content means what? That which contains only consciousness means what? That which is of the nature of consciousness. That which obtains in the form of consciousness. The reality, the formless abstract reality, obtains in the form of the consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Matra Sattakam. So yad means Chaitanya Matra Sattakam. Vacha. Means what? What is vakcha? He explains now. Vag iti. Vacha is now completed upon by Bhagavad Pada. Vak iti jihva muladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam agneyam varnanam abhivyanjakam karanam. It's a beautiful, beautiful definition of Vagindriyam. What is an organ of speech? What is Vagindriyam? He says, varnanam abhivyanjakam karanam. Organ of speech is an instrument which expresses, which reveals, the revealer, abhivyanjakam. Revealer of the sounds, varnanam abhivyanjakam karanam. That which serves as an instrument of revealing, expressing the sounds, the revealer of, the illuminator of the sounds, that which brings the sounds to light. The sounds are there. Unless the organ of speech is operated, the sounds cannot be expressed. Sounds are there, but sounds remain unheard. Sounds become heard only when they are expressed, revealed. Therefore, varnanam abhivyanjakam. Abhivyanjakam means illuminator, revealer. Abhi, that which brings to light, illumines, reveals the sounds, is abhivyanjakam. Therefore, varnanam abhivyanjakam karanam. The instrument which is the revealer of the sounds. And which sound? Not only that. Jihva mooladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. Agneyam. Second word is for Agneyam. Agneyam means what? This organ of speech is something pertaining to the fire. Pertaining to the fire means what? Agnihi is the devata who presides over this subtle power. This is a subtle power which serves as an instrument of speech, organ of speech, which alone, which is the revealer of the sounds, illuminator of the sounds, which brings the sounds to light, and which is pertaining to the fire. Therefore, Agni Sambandha, Agneyam, which means, which is blessed by, presided over by the devata called Agni, fire. Not only that, Ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. Ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. Vishaktam means what? Placed this organ of this power of speech is placed where? At 8 different points. Ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam, which is recognizable, which is placed, located at 8 different points. What are they? Jihva mooladi. Jihva mooladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. This is placed at the 8 different points, 8 different locations, such as jihvayaha mulam, jihva mulam. I mean, root of the tongue. What is vak? Vak iti karanam. Kidrusham karanam. Jihva mooladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. What are the 8 sthanams he does not mention? Only mention the first sthanam is what? Jihva moolam. Jihvayaha moolam. The root of the tongue. There are 8 different points, such as beginning with what? Beginning with the root of the tongue, etc. So jihva mooladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. And this power is very much blessed by, presided over by the Agnihi. Why Agni? Because Agni is the samashti shakti. Indriyam, vagindriyam is the vyashti shakti. Agnihi is the corresponding, the total power of samashti shakti. Agnihi happens to be the samashti shakti, the total power. The totality is power. Always devata, the corresponding total power of every individual power is devata. So for organ of speech, for vagindriyam, vak is the indriyam, individual power. The total power is what? Devata. And vagindriyasya devata agnihi. Therefore it's agniyam. It always has the, it is preceded over by, blessed by the vagindriyam, the devata. Devata agnihi. This is the description of the indriyam, vagindriyam. Jihva mooladeshu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. Second, agneyam. Third, varnanam abhivyanjakam karanam. Okay. Varnaha cha artha sanketa parichinnaha. Etavanta evam krama prayukta iti. Okay, I think I'll stop now. Time, because I need to explain a lot. But I will stop. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.